My Father's Love Letters by Yusuf Komunyakaa. On Fridays, he'd open a can of Jack's after coming home from the mill and ask me to write a letter to my mother, who sent postcards of desert flowers taller than men. He would beg, promising to never beat her again. Somehow I was happy she had gone, and sometimes wanted to slip in a reminder how Mary Lou Williams' polka dots and moonbeams never made the swelling go down. His carpenter's apron always bulged with old nails, a claw hammer looped at his side, and extension cords coiled around his feet. Words rolled from under the pressure of my ballpoint. Love. Baby. Honey. Please. We sat in the quiet brutality of voltage meters and pipe threaders, lost between sentences. The gleam of a 5-pound wedge on the concrete floor pulled a sunset through the doorway of his tool shed. I wondered if she laughed and held them over a gas burner. My father could only sign his name, but he'd look at blueprints and say how many bricks formed each wall. This man, who stole roses and hyacinth for his yard, would stand there, with eyes closed and fists balled, laboring over a simple word, almost redeemed by what he tried to say.